There's a really nice loft bedroom, and then a little kitchen over here, and air conditioning, heating, and a bathroom with shower.
And a bell.
Not every art gallery has on-site living premises for visiting artists, complete with a bell, but almost everything about the new gallery Bottle Rocket is intended to be different than other galleries. It's not located near a downtown, and for the first year at least, it will feature exclusively out-of-state artists, and the featured works are expected to challenge patrons, probably even alienate some. And all of this is wrapped up in a certain degree of whimsy, starting with the name Bottle Rocket.
So you use champagne bottles to, christen a boat, right? We christened Bottle Rocket Gallery by shooting bottle rockets. We're going to shoot fireworks at every opening. We just want to be wild. We want our openings to be wild.
And be super fun.
Yes. Super fun.
Kat Wilson and Sarah Leffler are serious about art and serious about having fun, and it seems always passionate about what they're doing. They're formally launching Bottle Rocket on Friday, September 20th, with the opening of the gallery's first show. Both are artists themselves, Kat, a photographer, and Sarah works in three-dimensional media, and they're pouring time, sweat, and money into developing a type of gallery they say isn't quite represented in Northwest Arkansas just yet. Even the location sets it apart. Bottle Rocket is located inside Fayetteville city limits, but barely. Nestled inside a thicket almost in Farmington, the main gallery is a small cabin built by Robert Runyon that blends a simple floor plan with incredible craftsman touches. Sarah Leffler, who lives in a house just a few hundred feet away from the cabin, says the space wasn't made to be a gallery, but it seems to be an appropriate use.
The story is it started out as a chicken coop, but as Robert designed it and built it, it became clear that it was way too beautiful, and even too beautiful to be like working studio space. So the space becomes more important because of the beauty of the building, and I think it'll be good foil for all kinds of contemporary art.
From inside the cabin, you can see only trees, but a Walmart Supercenter is within walking distance. Kat Wilson, Sarah Leffler's partner in the Bottle Rocket, says she can imagine a time when a visiting artist will expand their canvas beyond the cabin.
We want to bring in some land artists to utilize the space around here because it is amazing space. I mean, if we walked back there, you'd be like, wow, I can't even believe that I can walk to Walmart from here.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I think we can bring in some land artists.
I think it would be a great, very inspiring installation site for people who, install in nature.
Spend just an hour with Kat and Sarah, and you'll hear the phrase, that could be part of an installation, about a half dozen times. Their unbridled enthusiasm extends to the visiting artists they'll bring in. By their own description, they're seeking artwork that is controversial, confrontational, or in some way challenging for the viewer. The first artist invited for an exhibit is Logan Rollins, a photographer who lives in West Virginia, who says his work explores the ideas of gay identity. He creates what he calls makeshift theater. Sarah Leffler says the images are of people who choose costumes that instantly draw attention.
He describes his work as being based in an anti-aesthetic, a lot of elaboration and effort put into making something look beautiful. And the irony is the pictures are beautiful. I mean, there's no other word to describe them. When you see these pictures, they've got complexity and depth.
Logan Rollins will be at the September 20th opening of his show. Other artists booked for the season create art that confronts ideas about race and society. In all, there will be 5 shows this season, and the curators want to give the artists something beyond just exposure, money. The plan is to give each selected artist a stipend of $1,000.
The reason we're asking for money is so that we can pay the artists because they deserve to be paid. Even if, we might beg enough for them to come for free, and we might be able to find people who would come for free. I think this is important.
We're limiting ourselves, so we're really going to try hard to earn the money.
Yep. And the other thing is you'd be surprised at how many actually very well-known artists are excited about the idea of a stipend. So we've got
it. And coming to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And coming to Fayetteville, exactly.
Bottle Rocket is a nonprofit endeavor, and Sarah and Kat are using the crowdsourcing website Kickstarter to help fund their plan. Launched late last month, the Kickstarter project seeks $6,000, $5,000 for the stipends for each artist, and an additional $200 for publicity and printing for each show. Visiting artists will be asked to stick around Fayetteville in northwest Arkansas for a few days after the opening. That won't cost anything, because artists will be able to stay on the grounds inside that adapted 19th century barn.
And one reason why they need to stay around for a few days is we're also going to make sure that they give an artist talk, and the venue may be the University of Arkansas Fine Arts Department.
The Underground
has expressed interest in sponsoring an artist talk, but we'll want them to be here for a few days so that they can talk to the community and explain what might be difficult work for some people.
The idea of connecting visiting artists to the community on this land isn't new. In fact, there is an amazing synchronicity developing on this piece of land on Finger Road. Charles J. Finger, a British-born writer, came to the land in the 1920s. He was a prolific writer and highly respected. He won the 1925 Newbery Medal for his book, Tales from Silver Lands. He would often bring speakers, artists, and writers to Fayetteville and have them engage in community-wide discussions, often on the very land Bottle Rocket Gallery occupies.
People like Carl Sandburg and other writers and artists, and they would have these sort of salons at the house, and people from the university would come. And this was hugely important to him and to the community.
Though this is just the opening season for Bottle Rocket, Kat Wilson and Sarah Leffler have not stopped thinking about what could be in the gallery's future. There isn't just the main gallery and the modified barn. There's also a small white cottage used by Charles Finger's daughter Helen as an art studio, which of course Kat thinks...
which is potentially a great place for an installation.
Yes, yeah, awesome place for an installation. Or maybe if we have a kind of rugged and outdoorsy type, they could stay down there. There's no bathrooms. They may want to, but there is a fireplace.
The opening reception for the first Bottle Rocket hosted show is Friday, September 20th at the gallery at 1495 Finger Road in Fayetteville, just off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The reception will feature live music and the artist Logan Rollins and is open to the public. You can learn more about the gallery's Kickstarter project online at Kickstarter.com. Just enter the words Bottle Rocket into the site's search engine. This is Ozarks at Large.